This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently criticized the India bloc and Congress for their lack of leadership and vision. With a focus on public welfare, Modi highlighted his commitment and proclaimed the NDA's advantage in the Lok Sabha elections' first phase. This critique points to a leadership void within the India alliance, casting a shadow on its future direction. Moving to the next topic, Amit Shah has made a shocking prediction regarding the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. He is confident that Rajasthan will back Prime Minister Narendra Modi once again, securing all 25 seats for his party. A particular point of contention is Ashok Gehlot's concentration on his son, Vaibhav's, campaign in Jalore, which Shah believes will end in a massive defeat. Moving to the next topic. Priyanka Gandhi has made a striking remark against Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan. She accused him of being compromised, pointing out his selective criticism towards Congress and Rahul Gandhi, while sparing the BJP. Additionally, she brought attention to Vijayan's alleged involvement in scandals, including the Life Mission and gold smuggling cases, highlighting the lack of legal action from the BJP government. Moving to the next topic. Amit Shah's bold claim, Congress feels uneasy at the thought of us crossing 400 seats. Amit Shah attributes the BJP's achievements such as the abolition of Article 370, construction of the Ram Mandir, implementation of the CAA, and the grant of 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies, to the full majority won by the party in the 2014 and 2019 elections. Additionally, Shah criticizes the Congress, suggesting that they would have supported the PFI in Kota, contrasting this with the BJP's victory which led to the dissolution of the PFI. Moving to our last topic. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently made headlines with his candid remarks on political dynamics in Kerala. He pointed out the Christian community's growing trust in the BJP, highlighting its support in Goa and the Northeast. Further, Modi criticized the Congress-led UDF and the CPI-M-led LDF in Kerala. He accused them of deceiving the public, drawing a comparison to two sides of the same coin, signaling no real difference between them. This bold stance sheds light on the political strategy and landscape in Kerala. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.